AlcaVision.com.
And they're off. It's time for the presidential debate, at least on the Republican side of things. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The buzz in your backyard. If you're tired of the same old, and you're not making any money, and you're scared to death for your children's future, not to mention you're just thinking, how can I afford to keep making these mortgage payments? You are concerned about the politics because this is our form of government, and ultimately the people that you elect that represent you on the Hill have another branch of government that they have to be concerned about, the veto power, the person who occupies 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The guy who's there now, President Barack Obama, wants two terms. Third guy in a row that wants two terms. Who can ultimately topple this administration, and how much better off would we be? Because we got two choices. We got two parties, and we don't know who the people are that are going to represent on the Republican side of things, but we know that seven showed up in New Hampshire, and one declared, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, it was no secret, from Minnesota, said she's officially running. Congressman Ron Paul from Texas is always running. He's running. Massachusetts former governor Mitt Romney is absolutely running. Minnesota former governor Tim Pawlenty is running. And, of course, there are others like Pennsylvania's former Senator Rick Santorum, Herm Cain, who was a CEO of Godfather's Pizza, among the other things that he's done. And Newt Gingrich has wanted to be president for a long time. But you may see some of these names fall to the wayside, others come in. I think Michelle Bachmann sticks around. She showed up big time in this debate. And the Tea Party ultimately is in the back pocket of Michelle Bachmann. I mean, they go hand in hand. So that helps her somewhat and her strong showing. Mitt Romney is the front runner. If you looked at any of the polls, he's still ahead of everybody else. His name keeps coming up. He's the guy. He came off glib and strong and answered all kinds of questions like others that were there on the stage. Mitt Romney talked about a couple of different things. One, just a short one, because it is about the money and follow the money. The bailout. Here's what he said.
The bailout program was not a success because the bailout program wasted a lot of money. About $17 billion was used unnecessarily.
Oh, yeah, we're tired of wasting money, Mitt. God, give us somebody who can make money instead of throw money down a rat hole. So in the spirit of looking at the monetary situation and health care, because when you talk about Mitt Romney, always any of the pundits say, well, there was the thing about explaining how health care in Massachusetts is very similar to Obama's Affordable Health Care Act. How does he dance around that one? And this is what he threw out there.
On my first day in office, if I'm lucky enough to have that office, I will grant a waiver to all 50 states from Obamacare. I can't wait to debate him. And say, Mr. President, if in fact you did look at what we did in Massachusetts, why didn't you give me a call and ask what worked and what didn't? And I would have told you, Mr. President, that what you're doing will not work. Obamacare takes $500 billion out of Medicare and funds Obamacare. We, of course, didn't do that.
All right, he has a point. What worked, what didn't work, no conversation there. And Romney still has to be able to spin that as he's out there campaigning. However, he is the front guy at this point. You will see other faces that will jump into the fray and other people that, as I already said, will drop out of this. It takes a lot of money. You burn through a lot of shoes. You're traveling around the country, whether you're in bus, in a plane, whatever. It's an exhausting experience. And if you want to be president, you got to want it big. In lots of different ways. I mean, and who cares so much about the exhaustion, but ultimately to get the final payoff and going up against an incumbent, you got to be more than aggressive, let's say. So who won the debate? I don't think there was a clear-cut winner other than, I guess, Romney. If I had to pick somebody, I'd say Romney. And the question is kind of twofold. Mitt Romney said there, I can't wait to debate President Obama. Who do you want to see debate the current guy in office? You got to be looking for a bone crusher, because who's ever going up against Obama needs to show up big time, needs to be able to go for the jugular. Maybe it's Mitt. 800-259-5791. I'm going to give you my digits again. Please call with your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. And you know what? Who cares? I wrote a story about this. Do we care about New Hampshire in this debate? Is it vital? Did you blow off everything in your life? Huddle around the tube to watch this debate? All right, we're giving him the first crack at this. Make it a good one, my friend. Jeremy in Alaska, hello.
Well, every election is vital now. I mean, we're coming on, you know, the end of the decade, you know, in the beginning of many things. But, you know, the day of political rage is here. And I urge everybody to go for Ron Paul, because he's the only one that has a voting record to back up what he says. You know what I mean? He is the only guy in there that, I mean, the rest of them are flip-floppers, are unexperienced, and they have no voting record. Ron Paul has the voting record to prove, and he will do what he says he's going to do. He has years and years of voting records to prove it. Okay.
Yeah, good point, Jeremy. Thanks for the call. Ron Paul does have a solid voting record. And he doesn't have a lot of absences. You know, when you go through and you see, well, geez, who wasn't there voting? Where was your congressperson? Where was your representative on a key vote? It's always, that's key. It's always interesting to go back and look at some of the bigger issues and where they were. And one thing that Ron Paul said that I like, I give him really the biggest moment of the debate. He flat out said, you know, enough with Iraq and Afghanistan. You got to decide. You got to stop bombing Libya and Yemen, and you got to focus on our national security. And he made this point. He said, you know, when you keep talking about, oh, I refer to the generals, or I defer to their opinions, he said, you're the commander in chief. You make the decision, period. Yeah, you can have conversations with them, talk to them, whatever, but ultimately you're the commander in chief, and that's it. And on the issue of war and the economics of it, he was right. We are spread way too thin, and we know it, but yet we keep on spending. Even countries that are stronger, we are their ATM machine. They punch in a code and we give them money, money we don't have. Why are we supporting countries that are strong, that can stand on their own, that have a military, that really don't need us? Certainly don't need the kind of money that we're sending some of them. So, yes, he has a point. There is a voting record with Ron Paul. The problem is he's become, with the media, he, in some cases, sometimes he becomes a caricature of himself. And some of the true things that Paul has pushed forward that make sense, like getting rid of the Federal Reserve, that just seems to fall in a pile on the floor. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Romney, who's considered to be the front runner that I keep talking about here on America Tonight, faced for the first time his rivals in this 2012 debate in the race to become the presidential candidate for the Republicans. There were seven, as I keep mentioning, altogether on the stage. Were you riveted to the tube? Do you care? Do you think it matters what happens in the debates? Do you have your mind made up on who you'd like to see debate President Obama? A lot of hopefuls right now. And see, this is the thing. You just know it. You know there's people around, all these people who are running, all seven of them, telling them, "Oh, man, you got it." And that's what they do. There are people that's their job, the rah-rah position. I couldn't do that. Whether it's like pumping them up with the Rocky theme song or coming up with some way to make them feel like they're 10 feet tall. I'm not kidding you. Every campaign has that person. So Mitt Romney must have somebody who does that, but he doesn't seem to me like he needs that. And he is clearly the candidate to beat. This is the second time around that he's chomping at the bit to get the presidential bid. And clearly he is an eager beaver, the former Massachusetts governor. And he's going to shut down whatever way he can any comparisons to President Obama's health care overhaul. I mean, he's going to, as you heard there, talking about the mandate that all Americans have health insurance, he's talking about the Massachusetts model and saying that it's different when it comes to the federal level. Now, somebody who was asked about that and somebody who opposes an individual mandate, of course, and almost everyone, I'm sure, not almost, everybody on that stage says, we don't want any kind of a individual mandate. Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty had this to say about Romney.
We took a different approach in Minnesota. We didn't use top-down government mandates and individual requirements from government. We created market alternatives and empowered consumers. I think that's the way to fix health care in the United States of America.
Mm. He doesn't really tell you how he left Minnesota, however. Let's just say there were a lot of problems in the financial sector when it came to trying to balance things out. Can you say deficit? And some people think he's the guy. Some people think the Minnesota, the former Minnesota governor, is actually the one who's going to end up being the candidate. In the meantime, while that was going on, the people who occupy the White House and the friends who come in, like the VP, Joe Biden, was sent on his own mission. So what do you do when there's a lot of talk about the lack of jobs and money and where we are? You send out your foot soldiers, and that would be Biden. That's why the VP is there, to go to crazy parts of the world that none of us have ever heard of and represent the United States and to hold the president's hand when he has to. So Biden actually announced a new White House initiative directly steered at cutting government waste and figuring out a way to improve accountability. How long have we been saying that on this show, Joe Biden? Take a listen.
And, you know, we know the American people could be some of our best watchdogs, and they, in fact, have been. They keep an eye on everything. And that's why it's not just us trying to prove that we're honest and we're being transparent, but it's also the way to help us, in fact, make sure there's not the waste and the fraud. We're going to hit every corner, track every dollar. We're going to do it in a couple ways. The first thing we're doing again now is to deal with every future government program that writes those checks. The first and most important thing we're going to do is form a new oversight board modeled on the recovery board that was such a success the last couple of years. And this is going to apply to everything. The oversight board will be looking at all government spending, every dollar.
Gee, imagine that. Why weren't we doing this before? Earl in Kentucky, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good.
Been listening to your show for many years now. First-time caller, actually. I've been listening to you talking about the Republicans and their candidates and everything. And,
sure.
You know, I just had an idea of a really good candidate, Republican candidate, that I think would beat Obama, you know, hands down. And I kind of wondered what you thought about it.
Who?
I was thinking of Colin Powell.
Oh, Colin Powell, if only he would run, Earl. Such a great suggestion. You know, so many people wanted him to run last time. You know what he really wanted to? He thought about it, but his wife said no. She couldn't go through that crazy scrutiny that you have to bear when you run for president. And he stepped away from doing that. So he won't do it, but I wonder if he would be persuaded to be even a VP on the ticket. Now, there would be a strong VP.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I mean, that's just one thing I've been wondering why the Republicans, I don't think, have, you know, a really good, strong candidate to beat Obama.
No, they don't. You gotta have a dragon slayer. And you know what? Somebody who's decorated militarily, what Colin Powell has done for the country, when you look at it, I mean, really, he's got plenty of even Democratic friends. He would, if he won't go for the presidential thing because his wife says no, forget it, and that's definitely it, then maybe he would do the VP thing. And okay. he would help a ticket. He would be very strong.
Yeah, I agree. I voted for Obama the first time, you know, just like everyone else,
sure.
wanting some change and everything.
Sure.
But,
sure.
And I don't go for the party, you know, or the just for one party. I'd go for the actual candidate, you know,
sure.
What their values are and, you know, the things that they plan on getting accomplished. And, you know, I think Colin Powell would have been a very good candidate. And, you know, I just wanted to get that out there.
Earl, let me ask you this. Since you voted for Obama, are you disenfranchised with what you've seen so far, or no? Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I'd have to say leaning more to the more disappointed side.
Mm-hmm.
I think the health care is what really blew me away. I think I knew he was going to do something with health care. I think he should have saved that for the second term, maybe, where he concentrated a lot of time on that, and it didn't really come out to where people thought was expecting it to be. You know, so I think that's where he mainly lost me at. And then, you know, of course, I know it's hard for him because trying to get the parties to agree on anything, if you can't do that, you know, I don't care who you are, you know, you're not going to get anything accomplished. So
I agree. You have to have people behind you. You have to have friends on both sides. You got to get those votes. Earl, you were a terrific caller. We're glad you're listening to us. Call us again sometime. Yeah. There's a real voice of reason. He votes for the person, and he likes Colin Powell, doesn't care, doesn't matter, Republican, whatever. And as I said, and him bringing that up, I think as a second person on the ticket, very strong. 800-259-5791. The problem with the whole healthcare thing, and we know this and we've talked about it, the fact that people's premiums especially, I mean, hey, yes, do things go up in life? Can premiums go up? But we're talking about pretty sky high. People can't afford them. You have to go out and get your own supplemental insurance. And let me tell you, here's a real wake-up call for anybody who's got parents that are in that in-between age and they're starting to get older, starting to have some health problems, and they're on government insurance plus. Because it's not enough. You have to have carry supplemental insurance. Well, if that spirals out of control, forget it. All bets are off when there's so many baby boomers that are aging. How do we cover it? How are we possibly ever going to take care of all these people? And it was a big disappointment, and there was mass confusion. I think he makes a good point. Yes, healthcare has been talked about forever and thrown on the shelf and pulled back off and talked about by Republicans and Democrats and all kinds of individual people beating their chests and drums and anything else. And so it's been around, it's hung around for a long time. What do we do? What do we do? And then nothing happens with it. But perhaps if it had gone to the second term, and there really was more town hall debates, more explanation. Look, nothing's perfect in implementation. It can always be rocky, but here's boom, 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 boom. This is how this needs to happen. Hey, we got co-op opportunities. This will keep this insurance rates down for you because, again, what's the common denominator? What do people want? Nobody wants to go to the doctors. Nobody wants to get a disease. They want to be able to afford good health care. And we were sold a bunch of goods because that's not what we have right now. We do not have it. Check in the mail, I promise, next on ATN.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Michelle Bachmann, she's all in. She's at the poker table and the chips are out there. She declares officially you knew it was happening. I thought she showed up and fared pretty well in this debate. Mitt Romney, obviously, is the front runner. What about Sarah Palin? There's the question of Sarah Palin and also the question of Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, who's testing the water and would really like a shot at this. Some of the names will probably change. This is the first debate. Nobody attacked each other. They went after Obama. You had lots of thoughts on this. You can share them on the air or, well, we are going to go check the mail, too, because a lot of you sent me email on this. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. 5791, rather, of course, are the numbers to get to us here on the show. We're going to head to the mail, like I said, in a second, but just a couple of quick notes on America tonight. Broadcasting in the East and heading to, of course, our satellite facilities. As we get closer to the end of the week, we will have our cheap movie reviews. We need something to lighten the load. And we're also going to heave somebody in the dungeon. And it's a brilliant, brilliant prisoner. And we're going to hold this. I already gave it away, the gender. We're going to really hold this guy's feet to the fire. I'm just going to say that, okay? Honestly. So, without further ado, though, let's go and check that mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, yes, we do. This one comes to us from Georgia. Mary in Georgia says, Kate, it was so refreshing to actually hear people talking about what we can do to make things better in this country instead of somebody's wiener. I am so tired of hearing about that congressman from New York and his package. Instead, it was about solutions. I'll tell you who I liked. I liked Herman Cain. I thought what he said about the economy was pretty good, and I also liked his stance on some of the lighter fare, as you call it. And when she's talking about the lighter fare, she doesn't really emphasize what she means by lighter fare. But John King, I'm assuming it's this, John King asked questions that he called this or that. And he said, like, to Michelle Bachmann, Elvis or Johnny Cash? And she said Elvis's Christmas music was big, but she likes both. Then BlackBerry or iPhone, Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, says BlackBerry. Herman Cain, who she likes, was asked this, and I'm assuming this is what she means, deep dish or thin crust, of course, pizza. And the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza just said deep dish. Mitt Romney, who is the front runner right now, the former Massachusetts governor, was asked spicy or mild. He said spicy. And he also pointed out that the Boston Bruins hockey team was up in its match against the Vancouver Canucks at that point 4-0. They ended up winning 5-2. Now there's a game 7, by the way, in Vancouver for the Stanley Cup on Wednesday. And Coke or Pepsi, remember when that was such the big rage commercials? Remember those commercials? Coke or Pepsi. And the former Minnesota governor, Tim Pawlenty, said he didn't need a taste test. He likes Coke. So I guess that was what she's referring to, the lighter fare. That's what we call it anyway on the show, trying to elicit some interesting answers from some of the candidates that were on the stage. There you go. Herman Cain, I like some of what Herman Cain says. I agree with her, but I don't know that Herman Cain is the is going to get it. Now, he could be a second. He could be a second banana. He could be a VP to one of the people on the stage, maybe, or somebody else that emerges. Like, you know, you just need the strongest person. Last man or woman standing, the strongest person could possibly put up against an incumbent president. And that's what you roll out. And you heard Earl in Kentucky, who said that he was disappointed he voted for Obama, and especially health care really whacked him in the side of the head, like so many of us, because, hey, what was promised anyway was not what was delivered. It's the, what is it they call it? The devil is in the details. The devil is definitely in the details. Okay, here's another one. This one is from Jake in Austin, who's a frequent emailer of America Tonight. Jake says, Kate, I have to say that Ron Paul, to me, was the best guy on the stage, although I agree with you, he has been screwed up by the media and the way he's presented, often coming off as a kook with some of the issues, and it's not fair, because I think he was very solid on what he had to say about the Federal Reserve and monetary stuff, along with getting out of everybody's business, including Afghanistan and all the bombing that we're doing, and focusing instead on our national security and focusing our money where it needs to be in our country and not everywhere else. I say bravo to Paul, who is always fearless and isn't afraid to say what he thinks. All right, here's another one. This one is from Little Doe. There's got to be some, and you know, it's spelled D-O-E. Little Doe, listening in Florida. Hey, America, Tonight. I've been now on board for about 3 months. Always entertaining. Used to say zig and zag. Absolutely. A lot of snap, crackle, and pop, my dear. I can't help but think of Anthony's wiener. Sorry, I didn't want to bring it up other than the fact that, did you hear what the president had to say earlier in the day? The Democrats are piling on, if you know what I mean. The Democrats are piling on at this point, including the president, who says if he were Congressman Wiener, he would resign. Wiener, of course, taking a leave of absence so he can focus on his problem while he's getting paid. Yeah, I don't know. Even his constituents, you know, you look at the polls, and I think there's plenty of people in the areas that he represents in New York who want to see him gone. In fact, listen to what it sounded like on the street with Anthony Wiener. Take a listen to this.
It's everybody's.
But it's none of your business when it's the Republicans. Okay, that doesn't make sense.
What are you talking about?
But you just said, it's none of your business.
Republicans. Okay, that's not what it is. It has nothing to do.
Right, and even, and everybody can't help it. For comedians, that's just the layup. They had to love the day that all this stuff happened. And even the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, made a little bit of a joke. Take a listen.
You know, my name looks like Boehner, Bonner, Boner. Thank God it's not Wiener.
Dan in Texas, hello.
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 Okay. Great White Hunter was traveling through deepest, darkest Africa, and there was a whole bunch of trees there, and it was getting darker and darker. And suddenly he heard this blood-curdling yell, and a giant white man in masculine build swooped down, grabbed him by the waist, and swung through the trees with him. And the White Hunter says, "No, no, old boy. You Tarzan. Me John."
But I'm pumped. Love
your
it.
It's your turn.
Oh, my jokes are the worst. Are you kidding? I could do a show, How to Tell a Joke Like a Second Grader. That's what I'm like.
Stupid. You're smart.
It's bad. Yeah, it's bad. What can you do? So what'd you think of the debate?
Well, I tell you what, I don't think they asked the right questions. They don't say things like, what do you think about the over-regulation of all the businesses in this country? What do you think about the attempts to destroy this nation on every single thing that President Obama has put forth? What do you think about overtaxing us? What do you think about over-regulation? It's just they don't ask any of them questions. The dog and Pepsi things, like, do you like BlackBerry or whatever? Or Pepsi or Coke. That's garbage. We got real serious problems in this country and in the world, and we got an inept character in the White House, except for one thing. He is deliberately trying to destroy the United States of America and the business community as well. And these are the questions that need to be answered, not what do you like, Pepsi or Coke. And they don't seem to be focusing in on the real essentials that are affecting this nation and every man, woman in this country.
Yeah, you know what? There was a lighter moment. It was kind of funny. But what about what's really happening? What about what's really happening to homes that are being ripped up, Dan, as you know? People
yes.
who can't are getting
yes.
foreclosed on. That's not funny stuff. People who are aging and who deserve much more respect and much more dignity and not what they're getting because of the situation that we're all in at this point.
I agree.
It's rough out there. I do have a knock-knock joke if you'll participate. Are
yeah,
you ready?
Go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Ted.
Ted who?
That's all, folks.
Okay,
thanks,
baby.
Thanks, Dan. I know. It's all I could come up with. I used to be really good. I could rifle off all those knock-knock jokes, but I guess I need a visit for my young nephew. He's got a few up his sleeves. Maybe he can help his aunt improve her lot when it comes to joke telling. On the flip side, we're doing a little bit of that We Can Count thing, and if you want to throw in your 2 cents like Earl, like Dan, like others before, feel free, 800-259-5791.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, natural and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Facebook topping We Can Count. It's known for its popularity. You know that it's lost 1.5 million users in Canada in May? What's going on in Canada? Facebook also lost about 6 mil in the United States. I think people get fed up. People are in their chili. I mean, really, how many people listening to me right now would love to hear from high school friends that they never kept in touch with, college people they knew, ex-girlfriends, boyfriends. I don't know. Do you want to friend them and find out what happened to them? I think if you didn't keep in touch with them, you weren't that interested anyway. I don't know. I don't mean to be cynical. I guess I do. Overall, Facebook gained 13.9 million users in April, 11.8 million in May. You get it. Lots of numbers. They're IPOing. That's going to happen in 2012. Wonder what that'll be like. Mark Zuckerberg, how many more gazillion dollars can this kid make? And I think the hype might be dying out a little bit. But there's just diehard fans of Facebook that cannot help it. They can't help it. They want to know what's happening. And Facebook is absolutely dominating any social networking aura whatsoever. I mean, they own that piece of the world. All together, 687 million active monthly users. That's a lot of people starting in June. And Facebook is coming into India and Brazil and Mexico. Yeah, I don't think Facebook is going to go anywhere. And then it's going to IPO. And like I said, how many more dollars can Zuckerberg and his friends put in their pockets? The airlines decided they could pocket a lot of money. As somebody who just flew and watched what a circus that is, I got a funny airline story. I got to tell you this. It's about an overhead thing. But let me give you the number first for we can count. The airlines say that they collected about $3.5 billion in bag fees. And, you know, you check in, you got American or wherever, $25 each way. So pretty much you're paying 50 round trip for your first piece of checked luggage. Forget if you've got skis or clubs or any of that kind of stuff. I think we all feel a little nickel and dimed. I know I do. Delta got the most in bag fees, $952 million. United Continental, $655 million. American, which is mostly what I fly, got $580 million. And U.S. Airways, always confused, they got $513 million. And some people raised their ticket prices. Some of those airlines did, too. They're saying even with the increases, they really couldn't keep up with the price of jet fuel, which is 37% higher than it was last year. And see, the raising the fare, people just have had enough. They don't want to pay. They don't want to pay more to fly. It's because you nickeled and dimed us over the bags. And here's my story. I flew to Philadelphia and then went up to New York, but I flew to Philadelphia and what happened was there was practically a near riot at the airport, so I missed my flight for the first time since I was in college. And the reason why is because there was Miami Heat fans stacked up, I swear, around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they were dragging all kinds of things with them in boxes and cages and I don't know what. I have never seen anything like it. I was there in plenty of time, and I even made the run for the airport door and I couldn't make it. So I get on another flight a couple hours later, and on that flight, it really is like festival seating. Now you have to pay. You can pay to upgrade your chances to get on the flight and get your luggage stored. In other words, okay, I pay $25 on top of everything else and you're going to let me get on the flight first, so I'll have an overhead compartment because I'm going to be seated where everybody else who has just a plain old ticket, they're going to have to wait. And when I got on the plane, and I didn't pay to upgrade, when I got on the plane, I had a little bag. It wasn't a big deal. I had a space, and I put it in this space. But somebody had put their bag in, and they had gotten on the airline first through paying the extra money. And had their bag sideways, but it was in the compartment and it fit. And then somebody else came along. I didn't see who it was, but they put their bag in next to the bag that was sideways. So now this blue bag where the person had to pay extra money was sticking out. And when they went to close the bins and the flight attendant said, you know, this has to fit in there. Whose bag is this? Pulled it out. The blue bag, the person who paid more money. The woman said, well, that's my bag, and I paid more money, and I was seated first, and I put it in sideways, and she said, well, you're going to have to do something with it because we got to take off, and this can't be the way it is. And, you know, she went back and forth with the flight attendant, and it got to the point, got so heated, where she said, one more thing, and you're off this plane. And suddenly, silence. Ooh. It reminded me of, like, a detention, poof. And finally, the person who moved her bag around with a very red face got up and took the bag and somehow fit it underneath the front of the seat. But boy, he was laying in the weeds when the flight attendant was berating the woman who had the sideways bag. So you never know. Was that worth the wait? $3.4 billion in bag fees. Sounds like a big number. And they say they're not profiting. Not profiting. All right, moving along to somebody who is profiting. That would be the oil industry. Oil is hovering right about 97 a barrel in the New York Mercantile Exchange. The benchmark oil for July delivery was down 13 cents, so that's 97.17, and that's midday Singapore time. And why do you care about this? Because when you get in your car to drive somewhere and you have to fill up, you got to pay attention to what the rating is and what's being paid, because this affects the price of petrol in our country. I mean, that's what it's about, the speculation. And for my money, boy, they couldn't do enough to make it go in the opposite direction. We understand that as you move along, you have to pay more for things. But oil is tricky business. I don't buy what they're selling us. I don't buy that some of these things are just not fixed somewhere in some boardroom somewhere. The conversation is all about what they can do to stick it to us. Honestly, I really believe that. Let's move to Twitter for a second. You know, we started off and we talked about Facebook. Crazy story about Twitter and a 44-year-old Texas truck driver, Joe Bankson, who told a paper in Texas, in Houston, in fact, that he didn't kill anyone. And that news just broke all over the place because Twitter had an account of it. And it, on the Twitter, it said that he had, that there were 30 dismembered, rather, bodies, most of them children, that were found on his property near Houston. They had the cops out of the house, but he said, this is nothing that I did. And they came upon the smell of rotten meat from a broken freezer, and there was blood on the door and all that kind of stuff. And they got a tip from a psychic who's now under investigation. But by the time, including the headlines, like dozens of bodies found in a mass Texas grave, I can remember reading that somewhere, by the time that was tweeted and retweeted, because that's what they do hundreds of times, all of it turned out to be false. So the dust finally settles, and after the headlines, Texas authorities find up to 30 bodies, is still at the top of the internet news searches. And boy, just goes to show you, there are no checks and balances anymore. Somebody, you got to be careful out there. It's the wild, wild west. Somebody could, I don't know, tweet you a package or something.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.